You cannot serve both God and mammon. Jesus' words here, if they were put in the form of a question, could be, who or what do you depend upon most? God or mammon? The creator of all things or creation? Jesus Christ or money? It's pretty simple words today, but how easy, at least for me, to grow complacent in the spiritual life. Start to depend upon comforts over trusting in God. So I think we can take two things away from our readings today. First and foremost is depend upon God. And if we are to depend upon him, we need to know that Jesus, that our Lord, is trustworthy. Jesus has been on a parable kick. Last week we had three parables. First, the good shepherd seeking out the lost sheep. Second, the woman looking for the lost coin. And third, the merciful father seeking out the lost son, the prodigal. All of those three things together show that God pursues fallen humanity, that God wants to provide for us. So if any of us here, and I think it's the common Christian experience, have a hard time depending upon our Lord at times, let us ask Jesus to reveal his trustworthiness to us, that we can actually depend upon him. That's foundational. And what we take from this parable today is mission, action, being a follower of Jesus. This is probably the most confusing parable that Jesus gives us. It's of the unjust steward. What are we to make of it? So we have this steward who is going to be released from his position. He was squandering his master's wealth, and so now he is in a crisis. His whole livelihood is going to change, and he doesn't know what to do. He starts to self-examine. What am I going to do to provide for myself? I'm too old and weak to dig holes for money. I'm too proud to beg. What am I to do? I'm going to call in those debtors of the master and charge them a lesser amount with those promissory notes. The steward is trying to win the trust of the debtors so that they could provide for him. So the steward is clearly dishonest. And the most ironic part is this master says, "I commend you for being prudent." Why does the master say this? The steward is being unjust to this master. What the master is getting to, at least according to Bishop Barron, his insight is the steward acted in a time of crisis. He didn't stay stagnant and complacent. He took some action. Now, we know that Jesus doesn't commend dishonesty, but he is commending this steward to actually doing something about it. And so this actually applies to our spiritual life, this application of this parable. How often do we spend time in daily prayer? And I'm sure a lot of us do spend time in prayer. But if we're not, how about start with 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, asking Jesus, "What do you desire of me? I know you have a mission for my life. Where are you calling me to act?" But if we don't have that dependence upon him, let's first ask him, "Jesus, allow me to see your trustworthiness so that I want to actually follow you, that I want to be faithful in the small matters," as this gospel is saying. If you have a friend who goes to Ruby Tuesday, and they love the Smokehouse Burger. It probably has way too many calories, but it has onion rings on it, all these tasty things with it. So you go to Ruby Tuesday with your friend. He always gets the smokehouse burger. Over time, he may grow complacent in his diet. And what happens? A heart attack. Now this man recovers, but the next time he goes to Ruby Tuesday, do you think he's gonna have a self-examine? Should I get this smokehouse burger again? Or maybe I should go to the salad bar? That's kind of what this crisis account in this parable is doing for the steward. I don't have a job. What am I gonna do about it? In our spiritual lives, we might not get to that point of a spiritual crisis, but some of us could. Let's lean into Jesus. All of you are here at Mass, which is beautiful to see, where we get to receive Jesus in the most holy Eucharist. It's wonderful that we go to confession. Those are the small ways we can be faithful to Jesus. Mother Teresa, I think, says it best. She says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. If you want something very concrete, go home and love your family. It's Mother Teresa's words, if you want to change the world. This weekend, today actually, we have a confirmation retreat. And so some of our students are getting ready for confirmation. As we know with the sacrament of confirmation, it's this sacrament of spiritual maturity. Just as each of us grow in maturity through our life, physically, psychologically, this sacrament of confirmation helps us grow spiritually. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we focus on is fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord says this: God is always present in my life. Where are you acting, Jesus? I desire to do your will, and I don't want to sin because I love you. And more importantly, you love me, and you're providing for me. So now I can depend upon you, and I want to be your missionary. I want to share your good news to the world. It's this gift of salvation that Jesus is offering us. So Lord Jesus, we ask for this increase of fear of the Lord, this dependence on you. May we desire to act in our lives and grow closer to you always.